This is GIS News. Coming up, leaders urge to unite for good of the country. The TAJ calls on persons to prepare to meet income tax return deadline and vendors urge to operate in designated areas. The news in detail after the break.
Energy conservation is important in reducing the country's energy bill. Save energy by replacing incandescent bulbs with LED or compact fluorescent lamps. Save energy. Secure Jamaica's energy future.
Now the news. The nation's leaders are being urged to look past their differences and work together for the good of the country. Guest speaker at this year's National Prayer Breakfast, Bishop Delford Davis, says the leaders will inspire greater confidence in their efforts to transform the country when they are united.
With Jesus Christ as our chief captain, our economic, social, moral, and spiritual heels, as a nation, if we unite and collaborate, we shall overcome them all by the grace of God.
In his call for unity, Bishop Delford Davis invited Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller and Leader of the Opposition Andrew Holness to stand with him as he prayed for the nation to achieve prosperity. This year's prayer breakfast was held under the theme Courageous Leadership for Challenging Times. Proceeds from this year's event will go towards bolstering initiatives of the Committee for the Upliftment of the Mentally Ill Kumi, particularly in its feeding program. Tax Administration Jamaica TAJ is reminding companies, self-employed persons, and PAYE professionals with additional sources of income that preparations should be underway to file their final income tax return for 2013. March 15 is the deadline for filing income tax returns. A declaration of estimated income and tax payable for 2014 is also due on or before March 15.
We are asking persons, particularly professionals and self-employed persons, such as lawyers, doctors, and so on, to come in early to avoid the rush. So we are also advising that you can speak with our team members to get more information that you need in order to help you to prepare to file by the March 15 due date.
Director, Communications, Tax Administration Jamaica, Maris Horton, speaking in an interview with GIS News Thursday. Persons opting to file their income tax returns and make their payments online may visit the Jamaica Tax Portal at jamaicatax-online.gov.jm. Discussions on the Bank of Jamaica BOJ interim report regarding the fees charged by commercial banks and credit unions are to begin on January 28. The Economy and Production Committee of Parliament will be spearheading the review. The report follows a motion moved by a Member of Parliament for South St. Catherine Fitzjackson in November last year, calling for the matter of bank fees to be fully investigated. He also called for the BOJ to submit a report to the committee on the charges up to October 31, 2013, by January. At its meeting in the House of Representatives on January 14, committee members decided to proceed with deliberations on the initial report instead of awaiting a full report for which the BOJ had requested more time to prepare. It is expected that the BOJ, the Bankers Association, the Fair Trading Commission, the Private Sector Organization of Jamaica, the Consumer Affairs Commission, and a representative from the Ministry of Finance will be invited to the January 28 meeting. And the Kingston and St. Andrew Corporation, KSAC, is reminding vendors to ply their wares in the designated vending areas, particularly in downtown Kingston. Mayor of Kingston, Senator Angela Brown Burke, says while special vending areas were assigned during the Yuletide season, they are no longer applicable.
We need the cooperation of all law-abiding Jamaicans and all of our citizens who believe that there is a future to be protected in Kingston and St. Andrew. Because often when we move to do what we need to do, there are howls of cry about what you're doing against the liquor man, without understanding that this is needed to ensure that this city is an economically viable one.
Mayor Brown Burke speaking at the KSAC's monthly meeting recently. She says over the next few weeks, various meetings will be held with stakeholders, including the Commission of Police Owen Ellington, representatives from the Ministry of Transport Works and Housing, vendors, merchants, and their representatives to discuss vending in the corporate areas. That was the GIS News. I'm Anthros Campbell.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.